Welcome to the Print Pod. Avantika Ghosh, journalist from the Print, wrote, Nagaland bats, Wuhan's bat lady, US defense funds, lost ICMR probe, India's virus mystery. I am Shalaka Pathak and I bring you the podcast version of this article. Nagaland bats, Wuhan's bat lady, US defense funds, lost ICMR probe, India's virus mystery. It's an Indian scientific research mystery with some dotted lines to the hot button controversy that has the world asking fresh questions about the origin of coronavirus. It involves a study of bat-to-human transmission of deadly viruses, the same mode which is one of the suspects in the case of COVID, in the remote jungles of Nagaland by the prestigious National Center for Biological Science in Bangalore. Partnering NCBS are Duke NUS Medical School in Singapore and the Uniformed Services University of Health Sciences, an institution funded by US Department of Defense and located in Bethesda, Maryland. The study itself is funded by the US Defense Threat Reduction Agency, also an agency of the US DoD. Among the co-authors of a paper already published on the study in Xi Jinping of the controversial Wuhan Institute of Virology, now famous around the world as the Bat Lady. She, who is the top researcher of bat coronavirus at WIV, had in March 2020 said the genetic code of SARS-CoV-2 didn't match any sample in her lab after questions were first raised about the origin of the deadly new virus. To be sure, the Nagaland study had nothing to do with SARS-CoV-2. According to NCBS, it is supposed to be an observational study that show that high-risk human-wildlife interfaces like bat harvest in Nagaland provide an opportunity for zoonotic spillover. Zoonosis refers to a disease that can be transmitted from animals to human. Bat harvesting involves hunting bats for their meat during the festival in October in the case of Nagaland, as it is believed to improve virility. The US DTRA funded many such studies on bats in the wake of Ebola, SARS and MERS outbreaks. The fieldwork of Nagaland study was done in 2017 and its report was published in October 2019 by the scientific journal PLOS Neglected Tropical Disease, and it was thought to be the end of it. But curiously, in February 2020, just as the world was beginning to confront the COVID outbreak, the Indian Council of Medical Research announced a probe into the NCBS Nagaland study without elaborating on what triggered the investigation or what the EPICS medical research body was looking for. It was one arm of the government investigating another. Even more curiously, 15 months on, ICMR has not made public its finding and refused to share any detail when contacted by the Print. And the study that was thought to have concluded is still going on. The Print has learned because further work is necessary, according to the lead researcher of the NCBS project. But no one in the government is willing to own it up. The big question that has arisen, especially in the aftermath of similar questions related to SARS-CoV-2, is whether the NCBS study was a gain-of-function research or had any gain-of-function elements. Gain-of-function is a field of research focused on growing generations of microorganisms under conditions that cause mutation in a virus. These experiments are termed gain-of-function because they involve manipulating pathogens in a way that they gain an advantage in or through a function such as increased transmissibility. Gain-of-function has been making global headlines these past few weeks in connection with reports from Wuhan and the US about the origins of SARS-CoV-2 and the possible role played by WIV. Particularly disconcerting has been a series of reports that trace the gain-of-function research on bats being conducted in Wuhan to the US government's National Institutes of Health via British zoologist Peter Daszak's New York-based non-profit EcoHealth Alliance. Daszak is also under a cloud as he had drafted, signed and got 12 more scientists to sign an open letter to The Lancet as early as in February 2020, barring any discussion on any possibility of SARS-CoV-2 having escaped from a lab. EHA, as the Print reported, has worked in India as well, but in the fields of animal husbandry and the Nipah virus. Professor Satyajit Mayer, director of NCBS, is categorical that the Nagaland study is not a gain-of-function project and is not in any way connected to the controversies currently swirling around the origins of SARS-CoV-2. It is simply a legitimate research and is not in any way gain-of-function research. It is simply an observational study. We have very high standards of institutional safety and ethics committees in the country. They are not just rubber stamps. We have obtained all those relevant clearances, Mayer told the print. NCBS, Mayer said, has never collaborated with the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Our collaborators in Singapore receive the reagents from WIV. They use reagents received from all over the world. That's how science works. We build on each other's knowledge. If we cannot do that, then we would be back in the Stone Age and reinventing the wheel. The grant was approved by the DAE, he added. Reagents and tools for studying bats are not easily available, and reagents could include synthetic recombinant parts of the bat virus that is under study. NCBS is part of the Tata Institute of Fundamental Research, which in turn come under the Department of Atomic Energy. Mayer also said he has not heard from the ICMR on the probe. Since it is approved by the DAE, it really amounts to one part of the government investigating another, he added. Bats, as it is now well known, are reservoirs for several zoonotic pathogens, including filoviruses. Filoviruses include the deadly Ebola and are known to cause hemorrhagic fever in human beings. Filovirus is a family of virus that is different from coronavirus in structure, as it has a filamentous structure. The NCBS study took researchers to Nagaland, more precisely a tiny village Mimi in its Kiphaya district on the border with Myanmar. There, nestled in the foothills of Mount Saramati, lived the Bomar, a clan of Longphuri Yamchungi sub-tribe. For the last 7 generations, the Bomar have held a bat harvesting festival every October, where they smoke out entire caves in which the bats roost. The hunters are often scratched and bitten by the bats, exposing them to viruses. It is this spillover that was the subject of the NCBS study. NCBS has been working on this bat-to-human transmission since 2012. According to a 2015 article in the Economic and Political Weekly, the Bomars believe in the medical value of bats, that their consumption can cure ailments such as diarrhea, body pain, as well as increase virility. The interest of researchers in the mechanism of transmission in the Mimi village peaked in the wake of 2014 to 2015 Ebola outbreak. The Ebola virus is thought to have came to humans from bats, possibly through an intermediate animal. Dr. Umar Radhakrishnan, lead researcher in the project at NCBS, confirmed the project was ongoing. The study is ongoing, but we do not have any definite findings to share at this time. Further work is necessary, she said in response to questions from the print. The study shows that these high-risk human-wildlife interfaces like bat harvest provide an opportunity for zoonotic spillover, Radhakrishnan said. We are currently in the process of including several other viral families, including coronavirity. Broadly understanding spillover dynamics in areas such as Northeast, where there are very large human-wild-animal interfaces, is important for future pandemic preparedness. Coronaviruses belong to a subfamily of coronaviridae. The study, Radhakrishna said, looked at the possibility of spillover of certain filoviruses as measured through shared serological response in bats and people. Filoviruses are distinct from coronavirus, which has caused the present pandemic. In a statement issued on 3rd February 2020, after ICMR announced that the research would be probed, NCBS had said, in 2017, NCBS and Duke NUS entered into a collaboration in which researchers based at NCBS collected samples of serums from bats and humans. These samples were tested at NCBS using the technology supplied by Duke NUS. The test results were shared with the Duke NUS team to compare with the data obtained from their Southeastern Asian studies. It added, this study was published in October 2019 in a paper entitled Filovirus Reactive Antibodies in Humans and Bats in Northeast India implies zoonotic spillover. It appeared in PLOS, Neglected Tropical Disease, a highly regarded peer-reviewed open-access journal whose articles are available without any subscription fee to all readers. Researchers from the Wuhan Institute of Virology were not directly involved in the study. They were listed co-authors only because they supply reagents critical to the study to Duke NUS. This is standard practice for scientific authorship. It had also said that since the corresponding author of the study is affiliated to Duke NUS, the funding statement of the paper mentions funding obtained by Duke NUS from the US Defense Threat Reduction Agency. NCBS is not a direct recipient of research funds from DTRA, it said. Only its part, the US DTRA says it's funded many studies on bats in the wake of the Ebola, SARS, and MERS outbreaks. A look at DTRA's science program shows at the same time as it was funding the NCBS Nagaland study, it was also funding bat research in several other countries, including the US, Jordan, Uganda, Tanzania, and Cambodia. Some of them were on coronavirus. Bat harvesting is a common practice across India, as concentrated efforts can yield high numbers of bats. This contact and processing of bush meat is an opportune place for cross-species transmission to occur. The 2017 Science Program Review of DTRA says about the NCBS study. By sampling the bat populations where harvesting occurs before, during and after the trapping, we can determine if that harvest increases the share of viruses and what medically important viruses are circulating in these bat populations. This will allow us to generate risk models to understand which species may be natural viruses reservoirs in India, it adds. Curiously, though no one in the Indian government wants to publicly own up either the study or the probe conducted into the study. The print reached ICMR through phones and emails, the Prime Minister's office through email, and Principal Scientific Advisor Professor K. Vijayaraghavan, seeking details and conclusion drawn by the ICMR probe. Vijayaraghavan said, "Please contact Chairman DAE and Director NCBS TIFR. They are best placed with details." The PMO did not respond, and email to DAE Secretary K.N. Vyas was not answered. Previous Health Secretary Preeti Sudan said she had no idea about the probe findings. Dr. Balram Bhargava, DGICMR, did not respond to emails, phone calls and WhatsApp messages. Yes, a probe had been commissioned, but we cannot reveal the findings because a probe of this nature is usually commissioned either by the PMO or by MEA. It is for them to reveal the findings, said a senior ICMR official who spoke on the condition of anonymity. The print also reached the study's lead author Ian Mendenhall of Duke National University of Singapore Medical School Program in Emerging Infectious Disease. There was no response until the time of publishing this report. ICMR's former DG Dr. N.K. Ganguly, a veteran of India's health and scientific establishment, said the US NIH does fund projects in India, but it is not normal practice for the US DoD to do so. The spillover of viruses from bats is not dangerous, he said, but any such project in India needs to be cleared by Health Ministry Screening Committee that is headed by the ICMR DG. I do not know how they got funding, Ganguly said. The print reached Dr. Soumya Swaminathan, the World Health Organization's chief scientist in Geneva, to understand the HMSC clearance as she was the ICMR DG between August 2015 and November 2017. I am not aware of any such research funded by ICMR on bats, she replied when asked about foreign-funded bat research in India. The study, however, got a political twist when it was raised by the BJP MP Subramanian Swamy. I will file with CBI a complaint on Nagaland bat virus illegal study conducted by Tata's NCBS in collaboration with Wuhan University and PLA. The US Army may also be involved with NCBS. It is completely anti-national and illegal since mandatory clearance from ICMR was not taken, he tweeted on 3rd January 2021. Nagaland bat virus study was not submitted to ICMR of Health Ministry, which is mandatory. The report of illegal study was signed by bat woman Shi Zingling of Wuhan University and Uma Radhakrishna of Tata's NCBS. This was admitted when questioned by me during a standing committee hearing. He said in a second tweet on the same day, when the print reached him, he declined to comment. Thank you for listening. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.